You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I saw some story this morning that talked about the worst Christmas song of all time. And it's something that came out in the 1970s. And I was like, well, how bad could it be? And then I listened to it. Holy crap.
Pretty bad.
It's pretty mind-blowing. So maybe we'll play that this morning, too. If you stick around with your boys, you will hear the worst Christmas song of all time. Mindbender coming up in 30 minutes, 2 Point Tuesday, Boys Against the Girls in 1 hour, and then at 9:30 this morning, the fun keeps on keeping on, because we'll have more tickets to give away to see the new prequel movie to The Hunger Games. It's called Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, so if you want to go out to the movies. Hey, I'll tell you what, it's not cheap going to the movies anymore.
No, it's
not.
Easily $100 for a family of four.
So we've got tickets for you at 9:30 this morning, then 11:30, 2:30, 4:30. Multiple chances throughout the day to send you on a little date night, get you out of the house, courtesy of Denver's Mix 100. Funny little survey that was out asking people about expiration dates on food. Are you worried about spoilage? And they started asking people, when you see an expiration date on something in your pantry or your refrigerator, or just sitting on the counter, how often do you just throw it away? Let's say it has reached its expiration date.
I don't want to get sick. I'm not eating this.
There, you had five choices, really. Always throw it away. Usually. Sometimes. Rarely. Or never.
Never, huh?
Yeah. Then, of course, there were the 3% who were, I don't know. I'm not sure.
What is food? I've never heard of food.
I swear at some point somebody needs to do a story on the not sure crowd answers every survey.
Those are the people that are like in the mall in a hurry and they're like, I'm not sure. And then they just move on, I think. Those are just generally people in a hurry, probably.
I think you're giving them more credit.
Like, I don't know.
I think it sometimes could be people who actually sit and give it some thought.
They're thinking
but they
about,
just can't come up with an answer for anything.
They're thinking about their canned corn right now. Like, I don't know. What are
hey, listen, we got people listening right now who are married to that person and they know, oh, they can't make a damn decision on anything. Anyway, so back to the expiration date. I have an interesting relationship with expiration dates because part of me wants to pull a Jeremy and
sure.
to be afraid of it. But at the same time, I have too rational and too logical of a brain. And I'm like, it can't really be bad. And
right.
So I think I fall into the middle category here, which actually turned out to be the biggest response. Right in the middle, people said, sometimes I throw it away. Because sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
And that was a third of all people are in that group. And I think that's me.
Isn't it just generally going to boil down to whatever the product is on whether or not you throw it away?
Give me a for instance.
Well, like canned goods. I mean, say your can of corn expires mm-hmm. this month. You know, I just did some reading from the Food Bank of the Rockies. They say the canned goods are good for up to 5 years past that date. So you're golden. You're fine. You don't need to throw that away. Now, if it's like bread that's a week past, I'm probably not eating that. And you got to give that a sniff test and the mold
test.
Isn't
it funny that I'm the exact opposite? And may I explain?
When it comes to cans?
Yes. So I understand you're saying, hey, if it's canned good, it's good forever. But the problem for my brain, and again, this might be me overthinking it, is that the expiration date on canned foods is generally way out there anyway.
It's like a
year.
Like
you can buy
a
can of green beans right now, and the expiration date might be 3 years from now, right? So if it's past that date, that's when I'm like, well, crap, this has been sitting in this metal can,
but there's
stewing
no
in its
air.
Juices. I know, but it's been in there for years. And I'm more likely to be nervous about that than I am a loaf of bread that is 5 days past its expiration.
Because you can actually see it and check it
out.
See, that's how I am with condiments. If it's expired in the fridge, I'm tossing it because I can't look inside the bottle of mustard, yellow mustard, to see if there's mold or anything growing in there. So if it's expired, boom, it's gone. See you later.
See, Lisa wrote in and she goes, dairy products, always. Everything else, sometimes. I don't know. With dairy products, I tend to do a sniff test.
I do the sniff test and look at it, and there's mold on my Greek yogurt. I'm getting rid of it. But, like, even with milk, it seems like milk goes sour and starts stinking, like, 3 days before the expiration date on the bottle is valid. Milk goes bad fast. This is funny because just last Saturday we had some friends over, and we were, you know, having a few cocktails and stuff, and we had a hankering for some snacks. So Nick Nack ran down to the basement and grabbed this big bag of chocolate-covered pretzels that we have down there. And
are they the Trader Joe ones?
No, different. They were a Costco one. The giant, it was like 14 pounds of chocolate covered pretzels. Anyway, we looked at the bag. It hadn't been opened and it expired like 6 months ago. And there was four of us sitting there like, should we do this?
You ate them, didn't you?
We cracked it open and they tasted just fine.
Fine.
Like somebody else would have just taken that full bag of pretzels and tossed it.
Let's beat someone to the punch because you know we're going to get the text message from somebody who explains all the different dates. There's best by,
yes.
Use by,
yes.
Expiration date.
Recommended by, blah, blah.
They all have different meanings.
But they're all, I think, generally good past all those dates. Every product out there is going to be good by past all those dates, I think. Unless you got mold on it. And yeah. Then don't eat it.
Yeah.
That little get-together at our house, too, was also a night where we got into a conversation with the two people that were there with us that are in their 40s, and they had never had SpaghettiOs. So here we are sitting there.
It was
like 11:30 at night, and I opened up a couple cans of SpaghettiOs,
yes.
Heated them up, and made them eat SpaghettiOs for the first time.
What'd they think?
They loved them. Yeah. They absolutely loved them. I was like, everybody
loves
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, those processed foods can hook you, man.
So good. So
good. Here's another thought before we go to break. And by the way, we're opening up the phones. We want to know, maybe what's the oldest expiration date you've got in your house right now?
Yeah.
Look at your spices. That's always a good one.
Oh, God. And those are so spices. Good, too.
Spices. Well, and I've always wondered about that. And they'll tell you, well, spices, allegedly, I guess, and I'm no expert, but I've heard that it's not like it's going to hurt you, but it just loses its efficacy. So
it's punch.
If you've got some oregano and it's way past, like it expired 3 years ago, it'll still be oregano, but it just won't be as
oregano-y.
Pungent.
I've got bay leaves in my cabinet that expired in the 90s. Yeah. I mean, who uses bay leaves for anything?
Aren't you supposed to put one?
You
into
put
a crock
one
pot
in like a thing of soup, and then you never use it again for 6 years.
So before we go to break, and you can reach out to us 303-691-1MIX 691-1649. I'm wondering how many companies use this to their advantage, and they're playing us. Meaning, you know, we've talked about the planned obsolescence of kitchen appliances, right? So that they make a dishwasher so that it'll break within 4 years and you got to go buy another one. We've talked about that. Well, what is to prevent, and this is the way my brain goes sometimes, what is to prevent a company from putting some sort of phony expiration date on something and bumping that time up quite a bit so you've got to go back to the store
and buy more? Yeah, I could see that.
What do you
I'm
think?
Sure there's some quality control and some sort of watchdogs backing those dates, possibly. Possibly.
Is there really, though?
You're like, oh, my Cheetos are expired.
Especially if they make it a Best Buy date. So they're not really, you know, that could, seems to me, that would be very subjective.
Sure.
And so you could put a Best Buy date and bump that way up so people who do freak out, because what does the survey say? The survey says, how often do you throw it away? And you've got 21%, that's one out of every five people who say always, 100% of the time when they see that date, they chuck it.
Yeah, so these companies are loving those people.
That's right. So how many companies are playing to that 21%?
Just bumping back a couple days. Yeah, that nobody will know if we just do a couple days less on these hot dogs.
Right. This thing might last 6 weeks. Let's say 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll get that 21% to go out and buy more.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm starting to sound like you. I am starting to be very suspicious of some of these companies.
Andrea, don't know. Girl Scout cookies do that and expire in September, so you have to buy them each year.
Aha!
Aha!
See?
The Department of Agriculture's website says that food poisoning bacteria does not grow in the freezer, so essentially anything you have in the freezer is good indefinitely. They said it just might dry out and lose some flavor, so use that pound of ground beef that's been in there for 3 years for, like, chili or something where you can hide some of the blandness.
Scrape off the freezer burn.
The foods in your pantry, this also says most shelf-stable foods are safe indefinitely. So, like, the cans, some cereals, pasta, cookies. Again, they say it just might become stale or develop an off flavor, but it'll be fine if you eat it, it sounds like. So.
Do you ever worry about things like mustard? Now, mayo I would be concerned about, but mustard, for whatever reason, if it's outdated, I don't usually care.
Yeah, that was the one of the ones I'd mentioned earlier because I can't see inside the bottle to see if it's moldy or a weird color now. Mm. So I'm going to get rid of the condiments.
Let's take a call. Here's Tomas. Tom, what do you think?
Well, my wife had a roast in the freezer, and the expiration date was over 40 years.
Shut up, Tom. Did you eat it?
I don't believe you.
My brother-in-law took it out, and he put it on the grill, and he ate it.
Well, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, you're just fine, Tommy boy.
Well, he was fine. I wasn't.
This is probably just a little tough, you know? Like,
that's actually gross. Actually, there were two in there, and we couldn't believe it. We couldn't believe it.
They're just buried in the back.
Years.
Huh?
Wow.
Buried back.
Wow.
Tom, thank you for being on the show. I'm trying to think of the oldest thing I've ever found, and I think it was a spice. And I think it had been expired something like 15 years earlier or something like that. Because let's face it, we all have certain spices that never get touched.
Yeah, the cream of tartar never gets used.
That's one of them, right?
Yeah,
although
ever.
I told you that's one that you can use to clean your coffee mugs.
Right, yeah, I
a
do remember
that. A little cream of tartar with vinegar, and that'll clean the inside
Shine
of your
it right
coffee
up.
Mug.
All right.
Which ought to concern us if it's doing that to, you know, enamel or whatever. What is it doing to our guts?